He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
Welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is November the 2nd, and it is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson in Carlsbad, California. And we do have the market opening up to the downside today. Not by much, however. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is down 9 points. It's at 18,028, and it did take a dip below 18,000 yesterday into 17,000 territory as the market awaits next week's election, which is a big deal. The S&P 500 is down 1.6. It's at 2,110. We have had a pullback here recently, obviously. The NASDAQ is flat today. The NASDAQ is at 5,153. Crude oil continues to drift lower. That's a little disturbing there. Crude oil is at $46.43 right now, down 81 cents. And it wasn't that long ago that we were above 50 on light sweet crude. That's something that's going to have to be watched here going forward. Gold is up $14.90. It's the one asset that I see showing any kind of spark here prior to this election. It seems like the whole world has gone on hold until we get it resolved next Tuesday, and hopefully we do get it resolved next Tuesday. There's a lot of scenarios that would suggest that it may not be resolved all that easily. Silver up 22 cents per ounce, $18.76 per ounce. The euro is at 1.11 as the U.S. dollar is dropping in the front of this election coming up. The 10-year yield, we've also got a little drop in interest rates today to 1.82%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we had quite a day yesterday in the market. The sell-off really started to accelerate midday, and I would say it was about the same time polls were released. The same polls that showed Hillary leading by 12 last week is now tied up. Wow. That is quite a race going on there, and the market is really nervous right now. In fact, I sent out an alert to all of my followers yesterday. I'm going to read it here on the air in the second quarter of the show about the possibilities of next Tuesday. The FOMC is meeting today. We don't expect any kind of a rate hike. That would be a shock for sure. And there is a 100% chance built into the December futures of a rate hike. But if we were to get any kind of turmoil in the country from the election, I don't think they'd be hiking rates in December. So there's a little bit of a caveat. One thing I want you to remember, you know, the Fed, yes, they set the Fed fund rates. But the market sets interest rates. What would cause interest rates to rise? Selling of bonds. If people all of a sudden started getting nervous about the world, if people started getting nervous about holding debt, if people started getting nervous about rising rates and started to sell, that would raise rates. Do you realize that? Rates would go higher because the only way you could sell your bonds is if the prices went down and they offered a little bit higher rate to the buyer of those bonds. Think of it this way. What drives rates down? The massive demand for bonds. What's keeping rates down in Europe? To even negative rates in Germany, their bond repurchase program. They're buying bonds. When bonds are being bought, rates go down. There's demand. Bonds go up, rates go down. And just as true as that is, it's also true that if there were any kind of selling in the bond market, you would see rates go higher. So, you know, the Fed can do all they want, but in the end, the market sets rates. I heard a good quote this morning. There was a guy on Bloomberg talking about exactly, I mean, hey, him and I are soulmates somehow. He believes the same thing I do about the tremendous risk in the bond market right now. He quoted an economist, if something is unsustainable, it will probably stop. Hey, it doesn't get any simpler than that. If something is unsustainable, like 5,000-year low interest rates, it's probably going to stop. Not probably, it is going to stop. And when people wake up and figure it out, it's going to be like, who's the last sucker out the door of that bloated bond market? Well, the S&P and the NASDAQ yesterday slid for the sixth straight session. You know, that James Comey news on Friday was big. It was big. I was getting ready. I was wrapping up. I'm going, oh, we're having a good Friday here. This is nice. Go home. Start on the newsletter. We're going to take the boys out to lunch. We went to the European deli. But I said, boys, I got to work a little late here. We just had an announcement that changes this market, changes the whole makeup of this election. The market thought they had it figured out, and now they don't have it figured out. And while, you know, treasuries have paused for now because now you've got some demand for treasuries as people are taking a little risk off the table, that gives you a little bit of a reprieve to at least take a look at your own portfolio and how much interest rate risk do you have right now in your portfolio. Meanwhile, you know what the asset class that's moving right now? Boy, I saw it all over the map yesterday. Gold. A little bit afraid out there. Alibaba beats by 10 cents, and they beat on revenues. That's one of my biggest holdings here at Gunderson Capital Management, Alibaba. And Alibaba is at, let's see, it's up 2% here this morning. It should be up a lot more, which shows how this market is not really wanting to have a lot of risk right now. That was a big beat by Alibaba. But the fears in the market holding it down. Get this, their revenues, that's their sales. Now, you know, we talk about all these dud companies that are growing by 2, 3% a year right now. Alibaba's revenues were up 55% versus this same quarter last year. And let's not forget that Alibaba is a $258 billion company. 55% increase in revenues are the kind of increases that Apple used to have, right? Companies are cyclical, aren't they? They come in and out of favor, and they go through their hot growth streaks, and you want to own them when they're in their prime. And when they're past their prime and starting to wind down, you don't really want to own them, in my opinion. Time Warner beats. By 46 cents, they beat on revenue. And Apple says, no interest right now in Time Warner. In fact, Time Warner has a suitor right now. They've been asked to the prom by AT&T. Now, whether or not that marriage will ever happen remains in the hands of the regulators. Time Warner is down 14 cents per share today. My friends at Broadcom are buying Brocade this morning. I own Broadcom in my aggressive growth accounts. Avago is the symbol, AVGO, that's the old name. Broadcom is up 2.8% this morning, while Brocade, I know they make fiber optic switches and whatnot, is up 9% this morning. As Broadcom is becoming the big player in the chip industry, kind of replacing Intel, at least for growth. I mean, look at Broadcom's growth. Broadcom over the last 5 years has been growing its earnings by 37% per year, while Intel's been growing its earnings by 2% per year. Who's king of the hill now? Broadcom. One of my top three holdings here at Gunderson Capital Management. I did sell my Broadcom, however, in my conservative growth account last week just to take a little risk off the table, but we took a big profit in it, and I'm ready to get back into it if we get this election business resolved. I wrote an article recently about my three favorite growth stocks. No, it wasn't Intel growing by 2% per year. No, it wasn't IBM, which has been growing by 1% in earnings per year. No, I listed three powerhouse mega cap stocks that are growing their earnings by 30 to 50% per year. You can find that article on Seeking Alpha, my three favorite growth stocks. When we come back, I want to read the short note that I sent out to my followers yesterday. This is Bill Gunnarsson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. A few more news items, and then I'll get to the alert that I sent out to everybody in my database yesterday. We've got Yelp surging today. They beat revenues. All right. Do I want to own Yelp right now? I don't think so. But Yelp is up 14.4% here this morning. TheStreet.com. Hey, isn't that Jim Cramer over there? They're down 12.2%. Let's see if they've recovered at all. Their subscriptions are dropping like a rock over there. That's only down 2% now. That's a 95-cent stock now, thestreet.com. U.S. Steel down 7%. U.S. Steel, big miss there. Actually, the stock is only down 1% right now. Allergan misses by 26 cents. That's the Botox stock. Allergan, that's not a good chart. Allergan is down 1.9%. Ford sees U.S. sales fall 12% in October. Listen, I'm telling you, this whole world has come to a halt. Nobody's buying, nobody's selling, nobody's coming out of their house until the election is over on Tuesday. You might think I'm making too much of it. Oh, no. I'll read my letter here in a moment. Square is up. They're the payment company. Papa John's. There we go. Papa John's beats earnings. Do I want to be owning that stock right now? It's up 4.7%. World Series helping out. Seventh game tonight. Can't wait. And Wingstop also beats by a penny. Okay, do I want to own Wingstop stock right now? It is up 7% here this morning. All right, now, this all kind of began. Well, you know what? This election business has been going on now for years. It's been one of the most hotly contested, filthiest, dirty that we have ever seen in our lifetime. It's like the battle for the country here is on. It's almost like civil war type of animosity towards one another. And just when the market thought that they had it figured out, that Ms. Clinton would be an easy winner, would cruise to an easy victory Tuesday, and status quo would continue, of course, FBI Director James Comey, all 6'8" of him, big man, threw the market a curveball on Friday. When I saw that shocking news, I said to myself, this is big. This puts the market, this puts the election up for grabs again, and this puts the market with a complete question mark hanging over its head. And I took some action on Friday, lightening up in the risk area a little bit, putting in a few hedges. That activity continued yesterday and then again on Tuesday, assessing each one of my holdings. If ever there was a bad time for passive investing to take over the industry, I can't imagine a worse time. You know, my industry has a penchant for that, of putting Apple into the Dow right at the top, of giving the REITs their own sector right at the top. It just goes on and on and on. And I think moving towards this passive investing during a what could become a very volatile time in the market, I can't imagine worse timing. But, you know, it is what it is. So I'll just read this short note that I sent out. As I mentioned in last Friday's newsletter, I did not like the potential impact that the James Comey news might have on the market. I sold several stocks on Friday and did a little hedging when I heard the news. I did more of the same yesterday and today. This went out yesterday late afternoon. There is one thing certain about the market. It does not like uncertainty. If Hillary Clinton wins on Tuesday, we could have a constitutional crisis on our hands. On the other hand, if Donald Trump wins, we could potentially have civil unrest from those that don't like the results. Neither of these scenarios would be good for the market. Maybe there is a clear winner on Tuesday and everybody immediately accepts the results. Then the market will go on its merry way. Earnings still look good for 2017. But as a money manager, I have to weigh the risk involved here. I think that there is enough risk to the markets right now that it makes sense to lighten up and do a little hedging until the dark cloud passes. If you are a client of mine, you will see a good deal of cash in your portfolio right now. It has been raised methodically ever since the news on Huma's laptop came out at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Friday. If you're not a client of mine, you may want to ask your manager if he or she has a contingency plan in place if we do go into a hotly contested election result. I was managing money when Bush versus Gore took place. The market did not like it. The election has the potential to be much more explosive than that one. There are some downright horrible charts amongst individual stocks in the market right now. I have done quite a bit of selling. At the same time, inverse funds are really starting to move to the upside. As always, there are still many stocks that still look fine. But this is now a very fluid situation. What looks fine today may not look fine tomorrow. I want you to know that I am on top of the situation. The risk level in the market has risen considerably since the announcement on Friday. If this blows over quickly, there will be some very good opportunities to the upside. If this storm clouds linger for some time, then there will be some good opportunity to the downside. Either way, this is not a time to be passive. Best regards, Bill Gunderson. Well, you know, look, and I know that most managers, most advisors are doing nothing right now. They're just white-knuckling it, hoping that everything goes fine. And I hope it goes fine. But as I weigh things out in my mind, I can think of some scenarios that would not be pretty for the markets. Any kind of unclear, hazy, foggy result come next Wednesday, a week from today, could create a very volatile market. And so doesn't it just make a little bit of common sense to maybe just kind of watch and take a little risk off the table? I took some profits in stocks that were doing quite well. And I'll be going through each individual holding once again. And I think one of the key words from the letter was methodical. I don't believe in moving everything aside. I go through it methodically. Some things will benefit from this situation. And I have also taken a look and have employed a few inverse funds at this time. I have one client that told me don't ever buy another reverse fund, and I haven't bought one for him. But everybody else is protected right now. Anyways, that's my story for now, and I'm sticking to it. When we come back, we'll have a featured stock of the day. How about that? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I just want to remind you, you know, the Fed has been meeting. They started their meeting yesterday. They will report today at 11:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, the results of their meeting. And, of course, I think the whole world expects that the Fed will stand pat. And what will they say about a December rate hike? Well, they'll probably tip their hand a little bit. And the market fully expects right now a rate hike in December. But I think the key point here is that, you know, although the Fed sets the Fed fund rate, the market sets interest rates by their demand, by their appetite for bonds. And we know that the appetite for bonds has been quite heavy. A lot of that coming from our own government, who was in a major bond buying program themselves, creating and keeping the demand up for bonds and keeping interest rates low. Of course, our government is not buying its own bonds anymore, but the European government, the European Central Bank, continues to gobble up like a Thanksgiving meal their bonds over there, and it's been so bad it's driven Swiss bonds and German bonds to negative rates recently. And of course, Japan, the king of bond buybacks, they have severely negative rates over there. They're not working. And when the appetite from the ECB and the Bank of Japan, when they cease those bond buyback programs, then the bonds will be out there naked, you know, depending upon real, true market demand. And like I said, we're at 5,000-year interest rate lows, which is unsustainable. If something is unsustainable, it's likely to stop at some point in time. And I think there continues to be massive risk. Now, any kind of chaos, crisis that occurs from this election, that would help bonds for a while because they're seen as a safe haven. But the drift, to me, over the next several years is, it's almost guaranteed higher. Talking muni bonds, you know, munis are down over the last couple of months, two straight months. They're down 1.4%. That takes a big bite out of that yield that you're getting. And if munis, if interest rates do start to head higher over the next several years, like I believe very strongly that they will, that puts the whole asset allocation model in big trouble. It's been aided. It's had the wind at its back over the last many years, couple of decades, really, as interest rates have come down, from 16 down to 1. And it's not sustainable. And interest rates are most likely to start heading higher. I still think that way too many people are depending upon the bond market to give the kinds of returns that it has in the past. Not only is that not going to happen, but there's tremendous risk involved in interest rate sensitive instruments. I continue to see real estate investment trusts getting pounded. I sold them in July. They're down 13-14%, and many individual ones are down 20 or more percent since then. They're interest rate sensitive. Something to keep in mind as you look at your own portfolio. My industry has drank the Kool-Aid, whether it was grape. I used to like goofy grape. Cherry's my favorite. I'm a cherry man. I think if they ever have to analyze and do an autopsy, my liver will be cherry red from Kool-Aid and things like this. But my industry has drank the Kool-Aid of passive investing. You know why? Because it's more profitable. Go out, get a client. You don't have to spend time managing the money. You know, I have a difficult time. I have to fit a lot of things into my day. I have to continue doing the show, writing the newsletter, but I spend the vast majority of my time managing money because I take it so seriously. Others in my business have set the money management aside and concentrate, focus more on raising assets. And the money management, they think, will take care of itself with the computer models and the asset allocation models. And like I say, I don't think there's a worse time right now than ever to be passive about your holdings in bonds and your holdings in stocks. Okay, well, one of the stocks that I continue to own is Alibaba. It is the Amazon of China. Alibaba, one of the good things that Yahoo did, one of the very few good things that Yahoo did, was investing in Alibaba. Yahoo didn't do much else right along the way. Alibaba is, let's see if it's holding on to its gains in this crazy market right now. No. See, I didn't think it would. I said to myself, you know, Alibaba's going to get a burst out of the gate, and then it's going to fall back. It's basically flat despite blowing out earnings. But should things rectify here in a normal fashion next week, this could be one to look at on the upside. As I said, if everything goes smoothly next Tuesday and on Wednesday we have a clear, decisive winner that everybody's willing to accept, nobody's going to riot in the streets, nobody's going to file a constitutional impeachment, whatever happens, then there's opportunity to the upside. And Alibaba would be one. It's one that I continue to hold. But I have a line in the sand on Alibaba, too. Nothing is sacred here at a time like this. Alibaba is currently a $252 billion market cap company. Obviously a large cap stock. I have it in my premier growth portfolio, and I have it in my ultra growth portfolio. Because not only is it a mega cap stock, it's also a very fast grower. It is an ultra growth company. I mentioned earlier that Intel's been growing their earnings over the last 5 years by 1% per year. By contrast, Alibaba's been growing their earnings by 70% per year. There's a little bit of a difference. I can make not only a performance case, momentum performance for the stock, but I'll also make a value case for the stock. Over the last 12 months, Alibaba is up 21%. The market over the last 12 months is up 1.6%. The relative strength on Alibaba on a scale of 1 to 99 is currently 92. It's in the upper 8% of all stocks as it relates to performance. Now, can we make a value case for this stock? Well, if I take a look at their earnings estimates for next year, $4.16 per share, which would be a 29% increase over 2017. You know, it's not easy to find mega cap stocks like this that are still growing their earnings at that kind of a rate. And if I grow those earnings out over the next 5 years at a reasonable rate, they're obviously not going to continue to grow by 70% per year. But if they can grow at a nice clip, 20, 25% per year, say, and then apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a stock that does what Alibaba does, which is pretty much what Amazon does, I come up with a target price, which will more than likely be going higher because of the blowout earnings report today from Baba. I come up with a five-year target price of $165 per share. The stock's currently trading right around $100. I can make also a value case for Alibaba in addition to the performance case. But having said that, this is a riskier type of a stock. Despite being $256 billion in market cap, I have a very nice profit in Alibaba so far since I purchased it. And as I read in my letter in the second quarter of the show, if you missed it, the archives of the show will be up later today. You can go back and listen to it again. There is a dark cloud over the market, over our country at the current time. And maybe it goes away clearly on Tuesday. Most of the scenarios that I play out in my head are not real clear where the sun is shining again on Wednesday, and everybody goes back to work happy, satisfied, no kinds of fighting or infighting or, you know, whatever else. And Alibaba would be a stock, and it is a stock that I'm keeping my eye on very, very closely. All right? But it is one that I continue to own here at Gunderson Capital Management. All right, we'll be back for the final segment of the show. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, it's a crazy world out there. The worst thing you could do is bury your head in the sand and be complacent, you know. And I sent out a notice to all my followers. How do you become a follower? Well, you know what? I have a huge database of people that I send out my newsletter to every single week. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. And we need an email address, and you'll be a follower, I suppose. I have a lot of followers, obviously, on the radio. But the printed word and I send out once a week, I put a lot of hours and time into that. It's a different world today. I was reminiscing here today. Today was would have been my father. It was is my father's birthday, Marv Gunderson, who fought in World War II on a submarine in the South Pacific, the USS Paddle. He left when he was 18 years old, and I just can't even imagine what that time would have been like. I listened to a story. When I do my walk on the beach, I always try to listen to inspirational stories. And yesterday I listened to one of a Medal of Honor winner in World War II who fought in Iwo Jima. He was a corpsman. And, you know, the Japanese were so entrenched in Iwo Jima, they had all this time to fortify and to dig caves, and they were ready for our men as they came ashore. And he saw men dropping all around him, and the battle raged. We lost a lot of good men in that war, in that Battle of Iwo Jima. And this corpsman, finally, you know, he got the Japanese did not adhere to the rules that you don't shoot at a guy with a red cross on his arm, right? You know, a medic. No, medics were main targets. And this corpsman finally received a mortar shell to his leg that shattered his leg, and he could hear guys calling all around him, "We need a corpsman." And he crawled and dragged 10 men to safety with his shattered leg. And I'm just thinking about the world that we live in today with WikiLeaks and the propaganda. You know, you listen, there's no such thing as news anymore. I try to listen to them all just to get the different spins and the different takes. And I was listening to one on the way home last night to see what their spin and take was. And I said to myself, that's all this is propaganda anymore. I had to turn it off. It was sickening. I don't think this is a better world than the one that, the great generation built. I think we're going downhill. But we have to manage money through all of this. As retirees, we have to, I'm not a retiree, but many are, you have to protect yourself and somehow get some income from your investments and do the best you can do with the hand you're dealt. Another thing I witnessed on my way home last night, they've been there the last couple nights, young college students standing up on a bridge holding a sign saying, "Write in Bernie Sanders." And I thought about, what does Bernie represent? You know, free tuition and free this and free that and take from the working man and give to those that don't really want to work. There's a lot of things in this world that I look around and just want to vomit. I'm telling you, it's sickening. It really is. And then we find out what we kind of knew all along, that there's secret deals being cut everywhere, selling our country, throwing us under the bus for what? Personal gain and power. That's what they want. Personal gain and power. It's sickening. It's absolutely sickening when I compare a Medal of Honor recipient crawling through carnage of men crying for medics and dragging them to safety. And I think of Americans selling out our country. It's absolutely nauseating. Well, we have to wade through this. We have to navigate through this. I'm a guy who reads a lot of things, a lot of news, and I just do not believe this passive. Oh, you know what? Let's just be passive about all of this. Let's just buy a good index fund that charges us 10 basis points and sit back and bury our heads in the sand. I talked to people this week who watched a sector of the market go down 60%, and their money manager did nothing. And yes, they've come back somewhat, but now they're in trouble again. And I think it's the same kind of a mentality that these folks that are loaded up in bond funds and asset allocations, they don't even realize the kind of risk that they have. If all of a sudden the appetite for bonds should disappear and people should start to say, you know, I'm going to just set this aside for now. I don't want the risk of rising interest rates in my portfolio. And if that happens over and over and over and over again, that's going to send interest rates higher. Forget about the Fed. They're minuscule with their quarter point rate hikes. It's the market that could really start to send rates higher. So I just think you have to weigh out in your mind on a daily basis what's going on in the world. You have to weigh out the potential scenarios ahead. We've had a good run here. I've had a really good run since February. Some really big winners in the market. And, you know, I just kind of see a little bit of a cycle here with some dark clouds out there. And I think it's prudent to maybe cash in a few of those and keep my eye on the others. If oil were to go back to $35 a barrel or $45 a barrel, that would be disastrous for the market. So you always have to play the kind of what-if game as a risk manager and a money manager. And others would say, well, you can't play that game. Nobody knows what's coming, so it's best to just stay put. And you know what? I think, if anything, our world has been led into a mindset of complacency. Forget about what's going on in politics. Life will go on. And then we find out from WikiLeaks what we always suspected. Maybe I should be more involved. How can I let this happen underneath the surface here? Well, anyways, you know, it's a crazy world out there, and it's a tough one to navigate through, and you have to stay on top of things. I did send out quite a bit of radio chatter yesterday while I was out fishing the markets, not on the ocean, but in the ocean of the market. You can go and see what I had to say yesterday. I archive it every day. It's called Daily Tweets on the app. That's how I communicate during the day. If maybe I sent out six or seven, I think that they were all pretty big observations that I made in the market yesterday. Or if you're one of those that follows the market all day long, I'm on Stock Twits, and those Stock Twits go out to Twitter. And if you're thinking maybe you need a little checkup on your own portfolio right now, well, we're like medics right now. We're going through them as fast as we can. 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.